Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you today as we begin a new broadcast week here on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about political issues of the day, mostly Oregon, but sometimes both local and sometimes national or even international. In a manner that hopefully helps you change your world by persuading a persuadable person that they need to be aware of what's going on politically, folks. And so what is going on politically? Well, let's look into that. You know, there's a great argument for term limits in Oregon. Once again, I mean, we passed it a long time ago. And during my tenure, when I served in the House of Representatives, my fellow Republicans who were in control of the House and the Senate had cut a deal with the governor because somehow they got a back-channel conversation from the Oregon Supreme Court that if we just passed a special law that allowed the Supreme Court to go back past the statute of limitations on just one law, term limits, that the Oregon Supreme Court would overturn it. What a scam. And I was deeply angry about it, and we did it. Well, they did it. I voted against it, and I spoke passionately against it on the floor of the House because we, the people, passed term limits. And we did it for a reason. And this scandal about State Representative Brad Witt, a guy I served with a long time, who's been way too long in the legislature. The scandal of the cover-up of his overt sexual harassment of a Republican married woman legislator in the House. It's a cover-up, folks. Now, it's on the Oregon Catalyst today, and you can read about it. It's the actual radio transcript. But here's the problem. The reason it's being covered up is not just because the Democrats are corrupt and like to cover this stuff up. It's because Brad Witt has been way too long in the legislature. Because you see, Representative Iverson, the victim here, was being asked overtly for sexual favors beyond a bent dinner and a beer. She says in the end of her interview with Lars Larson that, you know, Representative Witt's been in front of the Ethics Committee before, starting in 2019. It's a pattern of learned behavior, and it just gets swept under the carpet, folks. If you have term limits, I'm not saying that you can't have this kind of activity with new people coming into the legislature. But the longer you're there, the more complacent you get in serving the people you serve, in being close to them, in listening to what they really want, rather than what the bureaucrats and the lobbyists tell you they want. And you get jaded, and you begin thinking that you are untouchable. And that's exactly what's happened here. It's a sad thing because Brad Witt often is one of the only Democrats in the House of Representatives to do anything smart in terms of voting against bad ideas brought forward by the leftist progressives, which are really the, as we call them, the regressive totalitarian Marxists. Which, by the way, is not a term you should use when you're trying to persuade someone. So here's the question. Are these things like these kinds of scandals and others Are they a result? Would they be mitigated if we had term limits? Certainly good policy would be helpful. Like, for instance, this other bill, Social Studies in Oregon, Senate Bill 702. Bill sponsored by the Oregon Democrats. This is from the Northwest Observer. You will see this if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. This is an effort to establish a task force to review social studies. And the interesting thing about it is, this is for K-12 education. It has no parents on the task force. In fact, it has no parent. It has no experts in the entire discipline about social studies. What is social studies? None of them are included in this task force. Now, why would that be? Because it isn't about education and reforming social studies. It's about figuring out how they can create the groundwork, because this is how the Democrats do, this is how the left always does it, laying the groundwork for the justification for legislation down the road that completely upends social studies, because it will become nothing more than brainwashing, leftist, Black Lives Matter indoctrination. And it's all going to be about social justice. You wait. That's what this is about. Now, Senate Bill 702 wouldn't be happening if the six rhino senators weren't in the building, or if they had successfully negotiated a return to the building and killed bills like this, along with others. Now, this is fairly innocuous. Representative, or actually Senator Canope, one of the rhinos who I used to serve with, he was my House Majority Leader, he submitted an amendment, which was in fact adopted by the committee. And this put in a parent, person who graduated from school, a public school teacher, an education advocate, a voting rights advocate. Where do you think this is headed, folks? A representative of culturally specific organizations and a representative of the Department of Education. But even then, there is no expert on social studies. Now, currently, we have a state law that, folks, what I'm laying out for you is just this. If people are serving in the legislature who are closest to ordinary citizens, and they haven't been there a long time, they'll do a number of things. First of all, they won't be afraid to walk out because they won't be jaded in the political process the way Brad Witt is, or the way Tim Canope is, who's trying to make himself look good here by polishing a really bad bill. It's called polishing a piece of feces, for lack of a better term. Term limits has the effect of creating people who are willing to do what's right. Because most of the time, the people that come into the legislature want to do what's right for the people that they serve. Not all of them. But I will tell you, because I felt this myself, the longer you're in the legislature, the worse it becomes. By the way, also, if you were at church this weekend, there's the KGW story. Were you checked by the vaccine cops? Did they ask for your vaccine card, your papers, please? Well, not where I went to church. And not at the Pentecost Sunday church service yesterday at the fountains across from the gated, fenced-off state capitol, which I spoke at yesterday. Great time. Nobody was there wearing masks. The Holy Spirit was there. It was a great time of talking about Pentecost. Remember, Pentecost, friends, is what happened in the upper room The apostles were there for 10 days waiting on the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And it happened 50 days after Christ's resurrection. That's why we celebrate it, because it was a powerful move of the Holy Spirit. Well, guess who was there before while we were getting set up? The witches. Yes, they were out casting spells. So we had our work done, cut out for us there at the event. And we had a powerful move. It was awesome. Now, should churches, and this is what the story at KGW is, should churches become Kate's vaccine cops? The story's headline is, Oregon churches face the challenge of providing approving vaccinations for unmasked service while others ignore the guidelines. I can tell you the two church services I went to Saturday night and Sunday, there weren't any masks, and we didn't ask anybody. We're going to ignore it. I was also told at Winco in Albany, because I asked, was there Friday night? Said, what's your mask policy now? He said, the employee said, as of 2 hours ago, we're just not asking you. We're not enforcing it anymore. There you go. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Lots to talk about. Let's go to the phone to Ron. Ron, good morning. Sorry, I was a little bit long there in my opening. How are you? What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to say three things. Number one, I read that 29-page mess they call social studies. People, this is segregation on off the hook. It's insulting. It starts from kindergarten. It starts setting in programs in my belief, everything. So that way they can add in all this thing about emasculating if you're a young teenage male to everything about revisionists of complying to what Mal Obama, that's your former president, with cheese mindset mentality upon our kids and young adults, and it's asinine. Sorry to say that, but it's true. And second thing is, you know, when I see, I hear Mr. Floyd going through, he ain't talking about the black-on-black crime that's going on at our record levels this year, even in Portland, 800% shootings, murder rate compared to last year. How dare he, with $127 million raised, Black Lives Matter used them as a poverty pimp for over $1.7 billion. And this is what we get. And St. Paul and Minneapolis mayors lined up behind trash of that nature. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, or anything else. It ain't about color. It's about the character. Yes, he was had a knee on the throat, but it ain't fair when you go through and take away the right of a fair trial to a man who should be tried by a jury of his peers equally without any prejudice of any form, whether it's from the juror, whether it's from the president, vice president, or Mutty Waters, Maxine Waters. She's Mutt. I want to insult the dog. But the last thing is this. We need to keep praying. Keep your heads up. And hail to the damn no to the goddamn breast pacifier police. That's all I have to say. God bless you people in the valley.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye. Backseat cops at church this Sunday. Did you see any? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, or you can send me an email to Jeff at kslm.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Like the one from Christina. Said, I like your show to address these things that directly affect me here in Oregon. Very concerned that our government is attacking our freedom from every angle. My opinion is that freedom of religion, right to protect ourselves, gun rights, and the ability to feed ourselves, raise our own food, are our three most important freedoms. And if we lose any of them, we've lost the battle. It's a very scary thing that they're all being attacked. Rights to raise through IP13. That's the initiative petition, folks. It's not in the legislature. It's an initiative petition that basically says you can't kill any animals for food, except the ones that are about dead, which isn't safe. And if you artificially inseminate, say you're a dog breeder or horse breeder, you know what you get? I'll tell you what you get. It's called animal rape. You get thrown in jail. Anyway, she continues to say rights to raise raise food through IP13 and the lack of priority for irrigation, laws that make selling direct to customers difficult, and many more. The best hope I have seen recently is an attempt at making part of Oregon Greater Idaho. Is there any way to add Linn County to that movement? Do you think the Greater Idaho will happen? Thank you for having a show that keeps religion important and tries to respectfully bring up the hard issues, Christina. So I think it's a huge, heavy lift for part of Oregon to become part of Idaho. It would take an act of Congress, to be honest with you, to redraw the state boundaries, as it would probably acts both in Oregon and Idaho. Now, maybe Idaho would welcome us. Oregon's not going to want to lose part of it. Kate and company and the regressive totalitarian Marxist, again, do not use that term if you're trying to persuade someone, but that's who they are. They're never going to approve such a thing in Oregon. Unless there's a massive change in politics in Oregon, that, friends, I believe is not only possible, but I think it's going to happen. Something big is brewing out there, folks. No, I'm serious. I'm not just hyping this up. Something big is happening. You see, we don't know the outcome of how all of this stuff that's happened in the last year of our lives, and not just the stealing of an election, which is precisely what happened, but the reaction to COVID and Kate Brown's lockdown policies having to do with it, that has deeply damaged our economy, small business economy, deeply. Now, we don't know what the political ramifications of that are yet, but I'm telling you, they are going to be monumental if they are used the right way by those people who believe in liberty, believe in freedom. And that's one of the things that Christina gets to here. Now, I think Greater Idaho could happen in the future. Have to be legislation passed by Congress and have to be signed by a president. So it's got to be Republican Congress that's willing to go along. Democrats aren't going to do it. On the federal side, I think it's possible. More than I think it is possible on the Oregon side until this change in Oregon happens. Folks, I'm telling you, it's coming. It's possible. 503-589-1220. A federal judge has denied businesses seeking to block Oregon's COVID restrictions. Federal Judge Karen Immergant out of Portland has denied a temporary restraining order. Now, she did not dismiss the underlying lawsuit, which still has yet to be heard. Now, this is not, by the way, the lawsuit filed in federal court by Stan Polia, who's running for governor. It is not. It is a different one. Bottom line is, the temporary restraining order is only a part of the process. The underlying lawsuit still has to be heard. And if the underlying lawsuit is successful, or unsuccessful and it gets appealed up the chain and becomes successful. It's earth-shattering. Now, the judges know this, and most of them are still liberal. But this is where Trump comes into play, folks. You see, Trump almost flipped the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals, as we call it, with enough judges, Trump judges, who are, well, just believe like you and I do that the Constitution is a document written on the principles of liberty that are timeless and that it does change with the culture like the leftists do. Anyway, I think that we have to keep fighting on these things. You never know how this turns out. And let's hope and pray that Trump gets reelected. Let's hope he runs, first of all, and he gets reelected to the presidency again. Friends, I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air. You know, we do have some warm days coming soon. Yeah, we're going to have a couple of days of rain here. That's great for farmers like me. But you know what? When it gets hot, you're going to want the old air conditioning system in your home to work and keep you comfortable. And that's what Freedom Heating and Air does best. They've been in Salem well over 40 years, and they've survived the ups and downs of the business cycles. Why? Because they do a really good job at taking care of their customers. So why don't you check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair, all one word, .net. They'll come and take care of you, make your house cleaner from dust, and can kill the viruses floating around in the air with those great UV filtration systems that they have. Or they can just make you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. freedomheatingandair.net. We'll take a break. It's the bottom of the hour. What do you think about term limits coming back in Oregon? Would it solve some of the scandals that we're seeing? And churches. Did you go to church and did anybody check your vaccine passport? They did. I'd love to hear the story back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of BC Talk line. If you want to call, express your opinion about anything we're talking about today. So what are we talking about today? If you just join us, by the way, hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. It was powerful. It was wonderful being at Pentecost Sunday church service yesterday. Pastor AJ, the Faith Awakening Church in Salem, was there. It was at the fountains right across from the still fenced in state capitol, which they have no plans on opening up for us. Sadly. Anyway, it was a wonderful weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. By the way, quick programming note, Dan Bongino's three-hour show debuts today here on KSLM live from 9 a.m. till noon. Takes Rush Limbaugh's spot as a national talk show host, and we got him right here, KSLM. In fact, again, you've got 12 hours of the most live call-in talk radio anywhere you're going to find in the entire state of Oregon. It's right here at KSLM. So check it out. Dan Bongino begins today at 9 a.m. Also, you should check out Wilsonville Auto Repair, Mr. Transmission. If you got a transmission problem, they are the people that can fix it for you. They're right up the freeway, just a little drive. Wilsonville Auto Repair. Bob and Cammie Bauer are the owners. They take care of their customers. How do you know that? Well, it's not hard to figure out if you just go to their website and read the great customer testimonials. I mean, it's pretty cool. Obviously, they care about their customers. They give good value. They take care of people. So it is Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X.com. I know it's a little long, but just Mr. Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X.com. Check it out. Look at all the stuff they can do. They do a lot more than just transmissions, by the way. But on the homepage there, there's a $200 off transmission repair coupon. Pretty cool, huh? Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start first with Art and then move on to Rich. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Term limits are only as good as your election process. And obviously, we have concerns about, you know, that. And it seems like that the Democrats always have lots of candidates. And so I don't know that term limits are that good of a deal, because we don't have good elections, I don't think. And therefore, you term out one Democrat and they'll replace them with another right now if we don't have fair elections. And then I was wondering if you saw that article about younger people getting this heart disease 5 or 6 days after they get the vaccination. And, you know, that, of course, should concern us all about long-term and short-term effect of these vaccines.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I just, this is another reason, Art, why I just don't think it's a good idea to take the vaccine, just to be honest with you.
I agree with you 100%, but term limits are only going to be as good as our election process. And way back when I voted against this vote by mail BS, I'm still against it. And until we clean up the election process, I don't think term limits are going to do us any good at all. We got to get our party cleaned up too.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's, yeah.
Well, you asked a question, so I thought I'd throw in all those things. Yeah, because they got to be of concern to all of us.
Yeah. Well, and justifiably so. I mean, again, and I'll let you go, Art, because I want to move on to Rich here. But I got to tell you, I mean, it's pretty obvious if you ask me.
Great day, Jeff. God bless.
Yeah, God bless you. Look, the Democrats always have somebody waiting in the wings who is chosen to fulfill the Democrats' vision of creating a socialist utopia here in Oregon. Republicans don't. This is the difference between how the two parties operate. And I will tell you that the biggest thing, is the unions. The unions drive the bus with the Democrat Party, and you will do whatever the unions say. Otherwise, you will get defeated. They'll run somebody against you and fund them. Just look at Mark Hass versus Shamia Fagan. Mm-hmm. It's all you need to know, folks. Anyway, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being a great contractor that, well, is honest, lives his personal faith in his business, not just the name, Righteous Renovations, but really how he treats people, how they take care of their customers. Check out his website if you want to see that for yourself, RighteousRenovations.com, RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. What do you say today, friend?
Morning. Well, here's it. At Winco on Commercial Street, you go in there without a mask, but they politely ask you to wear a mask as you go through the check stand. Then 3 hours later, I go through the same place, no mask, go through self-checkout, no one asks me anything. So it's gonna be hit or miss, and I got to give him credit for it because I think it's the nice late clerk that worked on me the first time was younger, and I think she's drank the Kool-Aid and in a panic because there's two of us in line that didn't wear masks. A third guy went ahead of us, probably 4 or 5 minutes ahead of us in another line, and nobody questioned. So it's going to be hit or miss for a while. The other thing that's going to be a problem is that I think the dentists are going to have a field day once they start taking off the masks and see what kind of damage has happened from being masked up all the time, especially from the old people. And I just threw out in my brain the idea that the only reason that the lady clerk at Winco wanted me to wear a mask is because I'm an old guy.
Yeah, that could be right.
And the one last thing is the party needs to change. Everything you talked about, they've been talking about for 2-3 years now. The problem is that they have to have a complete paradigm shift on how they address fighting the Democrat Socialist / Communist Party. And on a personal note, I'm really tired of people saying, well, in 2022, things will be different. Your last shot was in 2020. You're not going to save nothing anymore. You, basically, that was it. Have a nice day. Get on the bus. We're heading towards socialism. More than we are now.
Yeah, and the only way we stop that is at the ballot box, or maybe we get lucky in a federal lawsuit. Well said, Rich. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I found it interesting that when I went Friday night, I went through the check stand at Winco in Albany, and I asked them that question. What's your mask policy going to be now? And they just said to me, as of 2 hours ago, we're just not enforcing it. That's probably the smart thing to do. All right, that's 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Lines. Go to Jess. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Hey, wanted to chime in on the Democrats' potency. Why are they so potent? I've taken the time to look up the DNC's, what do they call it, their bylaws and whatnot. And if you were to read that, you will notice that what they require of Democratic persons is that they follow the bylaws and the goals of the Democratic Party. And if they don't, they'll be disenfranchised. And so they're requesting or demanding that Democrats who hold either elected or appointed positions within our governments, comply with the Democratic desires and targets. And so therefore they're using our government powers and authorities to fulfill their personal pledge to a private corporation called the Democratic National Committee. Now this, in contrast to the Republicans' bylaws and such, which do not contain the language that you will do exactly what the Republican bylaws and desires and demands are. Of course, this gives rise to our rhino phenomena, which we don't necessarily see within the Democratic ranks. Now I've always admired the Republicans in the fact that they're not so driving on their own members, but rather give them latitude. But maybe we ought to pick up the same mantle so we can avoid the rhino crap and have a better focus on what it is we're going to accomplish as Republicans.
Jess, that's an interesting question. Let me address it on the other side of the break. Very important point.
Okay.
6:48. Back at the moment. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
As they march through town.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. CBD makes me feel better, and it's natural. I mean, yesterday I had some pain in my body, so I used that wonderful pain stick, and it really helped. In fact, I noticed it in just a few minutes. And, you know, if you have pain in your body, rather than taking drugs to deal with it, why don't you try CBD? All natural. It doesn't have THC in it to make you high. And if, by the way, you're in a sensitive position in your work and it's required that you to be drug tested, and thankfully there are those requirements out there because I think it's appropriate. If you're in one of those positions, you can buy CBD products that have absolutely guaranteed to be zero THC. So you can use CBD with the confidence that it's not going to fail a drug test and get you into all kinds of trouble. I buy CBD from the people that I sold my CBD to. Yeah, because I was a hemp grower. I grew it, and I sold it to ProBioscience here in Salem. They're a Salem-based company. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. And I can tell you, as a former hemp grower, let me tell you, Oregon has the toughest standards in the country in growing CBD. They use only Oregon-grown products. You can be very much assured you're getting everything they say that you're getting on the label of all their great products, including some products for pets. So why don't you check them out on the web? It is pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And if you use the discount code during the month of May, the word mother, because it's Mother's Day month, right? Mother, you get 15% off. Plus, why don't you ask them about their great loyalty rewards program? You can get it even cheaper. Pro-bioscience.com. And you can see their products on the store shelves at Liquivana vape shops in both Molalla and Silverton, or here in Salem at the Tobacco Pouch on Edgewater. By the way, thanks, Dwight, for the email about the Slate.com story. About how Democrats are Slate, which is a liberal website, has this headline. It says, "What if the unorthodox Arizona audit declares Trump won?" The headline, the subheadline is, "That outcome is looking more and more likely." Now, why would that be? Why is it unorthodox to actually check to see if, in fact, all of the ballots submitted were submitted legally? And by people who are actually registered to vote, or by people who are actually legal to vote. Apparently, to Slate, that's unorthodox. To the rest of us, it's the law. Funny how that is. Anyway, it's looking more and more like, folks, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what we need. Barbara sent me a great, a novel campaign slogan. This is from Fox News. I don't know if you guys saw this. A Washington campaign, a congressional candidate has a novel campaign slogan, "Make crime illegal." Yeah, that could apply to downtown Portland too, by the way. Make crime illegal. Geez, that's funny. I thought it was. Apparently not. Places like that, anyway. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Julie writes me an email about social studies. I talked about that bill. So this term was originated by the schools of education. After this happened, schools quit teaching geography, history, etc. As a result, curriculums eliminated such things as Oregon history in elementary school, geography in high school. Civics was eliminated as a course entirely. The idea was to make these curricula open-ended and to allow what is happening today in schools. That's too bad. Really too bad. Corby writes about the vaccine passport. Because I asked a question, right? And I'll get to answering Jess's question here in a moment. COVID passport and asking for your papers is the part of the Mark of the Beast system that is meant to fail. Next step is to claim that's not working. We need a chip or a tattoo, or let 5G track those willing to make the mark. Step by step, the agenda is happening. Sad but true. So what Jess had talked about, the differences between the Democrat Party and how they rule with an iron fist versus the Republican Party. The difference is philosophy, folks. You see, the Democrat Party and the unions, what is a union? It is a group of people who have come together and are absolutely committed to an ideology. They're communists, folks, because it doesn't matter. It's whatever it takes by any means necessary, right? That versus the Republican Party. Republican Party, you see, we believe in individualism, rugged individualism, as Rush used to say. And he's right. We believe in liberty. The Democrat Party and the union system that controls it does not believe in liberty. That's why they fought the idea and still are fighting the idea. And even though the Supreme Court said you don't have to belong to a union to work for a government agencies, they're still doing it. Finding ways to get around it. Why? Because they do not want you, the worker, to have freedom. Republican Party does. We believe in liberty. We believe in freedom. That's the difference. Now, how does that translate to candidates like Jess was talking about? Well, and this is obliquely what Art got to in my term limits question. They make certain, as Jess pointed out, in their bylaws and their party platform, you will pledge absolute fidelity to that platform and the ideology of the Democrat Party, or you don't get elected. We don't do that in the Republican Party because we believe in freedom. Now, that's how you get rhinos in the Republican Party, unfortunately. So how do we fix that? That's a tougher question. Leadership is how you fix it in the Republican Party. You have to have leadership that doesn't rule with an iron fist, but inspires people. And sometimes it's a little unorthodox how you do that. We just had it in the U.S. Republican Party. There's a guy by the name of Donald J. Trump. Unorthodox, but he inspired people. And look what happened, folks. He got 12 million more votes in the second election than his first election. He didn't do that because he depressed people. He inspired people. So if you want to fix what's going on in Oregon, in the Republican Party, you need leadership. So far, we haven't seen that happen. Dale writes another email. Said, we need to start the initiative process for term limits. We need to have one for the state Senate and a separate initiative for the representatives. The last time we tried this, the court shot it down because they were tied together. While we were at it, let's do one for the U.S. senators and the congressmen. You can't do it on the reason it got thrown out, at least in part on the federal level, is because we, in our state term limit measure that we, the people, passed, said it also affected the federal government. The federal government would have to do that on their own. I got a couple of other emails here from Tom and from one of our state employees. I cannot get to them today. I'll try to get to them tomorrow. Thanks, friends, for joining me today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Be blessed. Keep praying and keep fighting for what you believe. See you tomorrow.